Yes, I spoke to Mayor Julia Loy at 8 a.m. Now, Julia wasn't here last week. She said she couldn't make it and she wasn't on the program. And I had some questions to ask her about Chris Beckwith. Chris is, he's behind Ruby Berry, the miracle fruit, and he lives north of the river there. And he's a former marketing man, a PR man, a man who knows all about that sort of thing. And he decided with the council voting on this carbon neutral situation, the scheme to make the council carbon neutral, he thought, well, I'm going to do my own investigations and contact Qantas and find out if we are indeed getting tens of millions of dollars worth of publicity out of this carbon neutral vote that all of the councillors took, except, of course, Michael Kerr, who thought it was a bad idea and didn't vote for it. However, the other councillors did, and so did the Mayor, Julia Loy. Now, okay, so Chris thought, okay, well, I know this sort of game. Let me check with Qantas. Now, he got onto Qantas, and the person in Qantas that deals with all of this and knew about this situation and said, how much publicity are we going to get? Are we going to be in the Qantas magazine? Are we going to get all this? And that person said, no, there'll be none of that. There'll be nothing in the in-flight magazine. We won't be promoting the region like that. And that's what Chris told us. Now, he did confirm that with the lady, and basically she didn't disagree with anything. He got back to her at a later stage, and she said, well, I don't disagree with anything, but here's some more information on it. Gave him the information, but there was nothing in that email, that second email, to say what I told you the first time was incorrect, that we wouldn't be getting this massive publicity. And that was the perception given by tourism people here in the Douglas Shire, and also the mayor and other councillors, particularly the deputy mayor, who said that we would be receiving massive publicity about this because of going carbon neutral. We'd be the first council to ever go carbon neutral, and this would be massive for us as far as Qantas publicity is concerned. And Chris Beckwith did that investigation, came back to us at Fab FM and said, this is what I've found out. They've said we're not getting it. So when the mayor came on this morning, I thought the obvious question would be to her, and telling her about Chris Beckwith. She would have been familiar with what Chris said anyway, that we wouldn't be getting heaps of publicity. Will you now as a council have to renegotiate with Qantas? And that's probably going to cost us more money, but are you going to renegotiate? And this is what the mayor said this morning.
Look, certainly, as I've already said, we are in negotiation, and there's a number of aspects to that, as I'm sure you appreciate. We certainly know that Qantas themselves have told us that what Chris Beckwith said, they weren't totally represented adequately or properly in their view. But irrespective of that, we want to make sure that we get the best value out of the proposed partnership. And as I've already said, we're still in negotiation.
How you were saying that they weren't represented properly, in what way?
Look, you really have to speak to Qantas about that, Paul.
Well, Chris did speak to Qantas, and Qantas said that that there'd be no promotion. You couldn't even use the logo on your council website, that there'd be no publicity within their in-flight magazine. So I don't know what's wrong. Did Qantas say that they're going to give you all that?
What they've said to us is that some of the comments that Chris Beckwith said that did not represent the conversation that they had with Chris. If you want to ask Qantas more details about what I've just said, it's best that you ask them.
Mm. Do you think, can I just ask you this, do you think, looking back on it now, and hindsight's a wonderful thing, that you could have done this a little bit the other way around, doing this deal, that you should have prepared yourself a little better for it as a council?
Look, what the decision of the 18th of June was that we made a majority decision to enable the CEO to negotiate the proposed partnership agreement. That has not yet occurred. We're still in negotiation. And when we've got more details, we'll let everyone know.
Yes, because I'd like to think that Qantas would be giving us publicity, but Chris says that he was told by the person concerned that we weren't getting that publicity. But it sounds as though maybe you guys, as a council, have gone back to Qantas to have another chat?
We were already in negotiation, and we're continuing to be in negotiation. we won't be signing any partnership deal until we're happy with it.
So that's the Mayor Julia Loy there. Now, Chris Beckwith joins me. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Paul. Good morning.
Well, what's your reaction? She said that what you told us, that Qantas said, did not represent Qantas, she says. What do you say?
Well, it's pretty strange that it's taken the Mayor 2 weeks to respond. If there was a problem, I would have expected to have heard back from the Council and Qantas the following day. I stand by my statement. It's true and it is accurate.
Qantas basically said to you that they would not be giving tens of millions of dollars of publicity to the Douglas Shire because of the deal that the Council did.
Well, if this was true, why would it take so long to come back to me? If there was something, Council would still not be negotiating. If this deal was presented so well, you wouldn't need to be negotiating a month after announcing it to the community.
Hmm. Very interesting situation. And these meetings, Chris, they're still negotiating. The Mayor's words were, we're still negotiating for those meetings. I'm not quite sure what you'd be negotiating to put on meetings around the Douglas Shire. They're pretty easy to put on. They put on those things all the time. That just, I'm trying to work out what that means.
Well, maybe they're trying to find something so they can present it. Because from my understanding, there wasn't anything to start with. So maybe they're renegotiating and trying to find something to put in there. That's probably why there is a delay, I'm guessing.
Yes. Are you anxious for these meetings? I imagine a lot of ratepayers are waiting and hanging out for these meetings because, you know, and but it's good to hear at least Julia Loy says there'll be no signature on there until they are completely, they are happy with the deal with Qantas. So it sounds to me like we're at least going to have the meetings before any signature. So let's wait and see and watch this space and hopefully the meetings will be called. I sort of hear around the traps they might be about the middle of August for next month, but I guess you're waiting for those meetings. You'll attend.
Of course. Let's just hope they've got something to present.
Okay, Chris, thanks for your response. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Chris Beckwith there, and Chris it heads up Ruby Berry, which is the miracle fruit over the river there. But as I said, he's a former marketing and PR man. This is his game. This was his game, promotion and all of that sort of thing. So he was able to ask the right questions of Qantas, and Qantas came back and basically said, no, the promotion will not be forthcoming. Because we'd be the first council to go carbon neutral. They're just doing it purely as a deal. Qantas, our national carrier. So at this stage, the Douglas Shire Council, according to the Mayor, is still negotiating with Qantas. I thought the deal had been done, but obviously there were a few things that the council need to iron out. And look forward and watch this space.